Well, crews battling California's Caldor Fire made some headway yesterday. Cal Fire reports it's now almost 50% contained, which has led officials to downgrade evacuation orders for South Lake Tahoe and allow thousands of residents to return home. Many of them sought refuge in neighboring Nevada, where the state's governor recently signed an emergency declaration to offer assistance to fire victims. And other organizations, such as the American Red Cross, have set up several evacuation centers in communities across the state. Lucia Starbuck of member station KUNR in Reno met some South Lake Tahoe evacuees and has this story.
It's been quite a journey for Shelley Lavars. She has mobility issues and doesn't have access to transportation. When law enforcement knocked on her door in South Lake Tahoe to get her to leave, she didn't have a way out. So they called for an ambulance to transport her to Nevada's capital, Carson City.
I moved to South Lake Tahoe in 1986. I raised three children in South Lake Tahoe. It's my home. It was really a bit terrifying leaving in the ambulance when I could see all the smoke out the back window.
After arriving at the Carson City Community Center, Lavars ran into her neighbor, Steve Bloom. After the trauma they experienced, both described what it was like to see a familiar face.
Oh, really good. You can't put words on that. When you're in a gymnasium with 100 people who are all kind of wound up from all of this, and you lay eyes on somebody that you know, and you know when they see you, it's like a big old drink of water when you're dying of thirst.
The only thing everyone in the room had in common was that we were all evacuated from South Lake Tahoe.
But they didn't get to stay for long. Barely a day in, both were uprooted again. The American Red Cross moved all the evacuees from the two Carson City centers about 30 minutes north to the Reno Sparks Convention Center.
Because it's easier for us to take care of as many people as possible under one roof, as opposed to caring for people in one, two, three, four locations at once.
That's Steve Walsh with the American Red Cross. He says about 90% of the work is done by volunteers. And it's that spirit of support and generosity that Lavars says has allowed her to see the community in a new light.
I brought my son to Reno to get his suit for his proms. Those kind of things. These are our neighbors. But you don't realize what that means until something like this.
Also relocated from the Carson City site is Jose Mora. He's with his family members and two dogs, a pit bull and chihuahua. But he didn't make it inside because the convention center doesn't allow pets.
Well, we were like bummed out because we're not going to leave him, you know what I mean? Like, they're our family.
When we spoke in the parking lot, Mora was still struggling over where to go next with his family and pets. Along with them, he grabbed photographs, medicine, and important documents before leaving South Lake Tahoe. But for him, leaving Tahoe was heartbreaking.
We left all the memories all around the lake, you know, because I used to take my kids to snowboard. We took them to the beach in the summer.
Also in the parking lot of the convention center is Gail Bon Lockham. She's sitting in her car that's packed to the brim with her belongings. She lives near State Line on the southeastern shore of Lake Tahoe and left after law enforcement came to her door.
Knock, knock, police came by, said, please, ma'am, you know, you're the kind of the last one here.
She drove to Reno, which took her more than twice as long to get there.
I've been nervous before, very nervous. And I've been exhausted before, very exhausted. But I can't, I'm very old now, but I don't remember the combination before.
There are large black trash bags strapped to the roof of Von Lockham's car. She's escaped wildfire before. When she lived in Santa Rosa, California, the Sonoma Complex fire in 2017 took everything from her. Because of that past experience, she decided quickly what to bring with her.
So I ended up just kind of like throwing everything that I wouldn't want to burn into bags, strapping it up there, throwing it in there. Honestly, I can't even find my purse.
Like many of the other evacuees, Von Lockham is anxious to get back home. For Here and Now, I'm Lucia Starbuck in Reno.